This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. This nation now has a black president for the first time in our history. But Tim Wise, author of Between Barack and a Hard Place, Racism and White Denial in the Age of Obama, says that fact alone is hardly enough to support the assertion that we now live in a post-racial society.
That's been a long-standing fantasy for white folks, that we would get to the point where we didn't talk about or think about color anymore. I don't know too many people of color who feel that way. Most folks of color don't want us to be post-racial. They'd like for us to be post-racist, but that's a very different thing. They don't necessarily want us to be colorblind. In fact, I think most folks of color want folks to be very color-conscious, but color-conscious in a positive way, which really takes into consideration the experiences of people of color and how those experiences shape their perceptions. Color makes a huge difference in the lives of people in the country, and so to be colorblind, to be blind to what those consequences are, means that you can't really attend to them.
Instead, Wise posits there is a new variation of the old theme emerging, something he calls racism 2.0.
I wrote about in my last book what I thought was the shape-shifting of racism from 1.0 to 2.0, and in that argument I was primarily looking at white liberals and people who for the most part are fairly liberal, who'd probably voted for Obama, but who still, according to all the available survey data, still hold on to negative stereotypes about black folks. That's the kind that we see coming from more liberal or moderate voices, that 2.0 racism, which carves out exceptions for the black and brown folks who strike us as different from a norm that we think is still quite negative.
But the old form remains virulent too, as is all too clearly apparent in much of the most hateful opposition that has been raised against the president. Wise says that was predictable, up to a point.
I'm not going to say that I'm surprised by it. At the same time, you can't help but be shocked every time you see a poster at a rally with a picture of the president with a bone through his nose, or people that are sending around emails with the White House lawn covered with watermelons, or saying, go back to Kenya. I mean, even though it shouldn't surprise me, it can still be shocking at the moment.
Wise's first book, White Like Me, Reflections on Race from a Privileged Son, plunged headfirst into this highly charged topic, one that the author says is approached quite differently by white Northerners and families such as his with deep roots in the Deep South.
I think a lot of white folks who grew up in the South end up having a definite interest in issues of race, but also those of us who are white and grew up in the South often have an understanding of the importance of racism in the history of the country that people who are white and aren't from the South don't have.
Racism is a form of xenophobia, the fear of the other. That was manifest in this nation's historical treatment of Native Americans, and Wise observes it is now, pardon the expression, coloring attitudes and policies affecting Latinos.
The racism directed at Latinos is of a nationalistic, nativistic type, more so than the racism directed at blacks. I mean, most white folks who are racist toward black people don't dispute that black people have a claim to be in the country, whereas there is a tendency to make Latinos the other, not only in a skin color sense or a quote-unquote racial sense, but also in a national sense, to view them as invaders. No one really says that about black folks because we all know how black folk got here.
These attitudes and the denial that surrounds them are so deeply ingrained that Wise predicts it will take generations more before America as a whole will be ready or able to deal with racism head on. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.